Welcome to DeedNB College. In this lesson, we're building a filtered bassline breakdown in Ableton Live 12 that feels like a real DeedNB arrangement moment, not just a filter knob being turned down. The goal is simple. You're going to design a bass part that can live before the drop, in the middle of a track as a switch up, or as a tension section leading into a second drop. Then you'll automate it so it opens with purpose. By the end, you should hear a bassline that starts controlled, stays musical, and then reveals more energy in a way that makes the track feel like it's waking up. Why this works in DeedNB is because a filtered breakdown does two jobs at once. Musically, it gives the listener contrast after a heavy drop or a busy drum section. It resets the ear and makes the next hit feel bigger. Technically, it clears low-end space so atmospheres, fills, risers, and vocal touches can breathe without the mix turning muddy. That's a huge part of why these moments feel so effective in drum and bass. Let's start with the source. In Ableton, create a MIDI track and load a simple stock synth like Waveedable or Operator. Keep the starting sound basic. For beginners, that's actually the best move. In Waveedable, a saw or square-based sound is a solid start. In Operator, even a sine wave can work well if you plan to add some saturation later. Write a short bass phrase over two or four bars. Keep it rhythm first. You do not need a full melody here. You want one or two shapes that feel intentional and repeatable. Think about phrasing more than flash. A good filtered breakdown needs a bass line with identity, because the filter can only reveal something that already has character. A smart starting point is to keep the notes mostly around one octave. Avoid jumping too high unless you want a more melodic feel, and leave space so the line can breathe. If your track key allows it, a sub-root area around F1 to G-sharp 1 is a good place to test. What to listen for here is whether the bass phrase can stand on its own as a musical idea, even before any processing. If it already feels like a real phrase in the MIDI, the filter will have something worth revealing later. Now shape the sound with a simple chain. A very solid beginner chain is instrument, EQ8, saturator, auto filter, and utility. That gives you control at every stage. If you want something a little rougher, you can try instrument, saturator, drum bus, auto filter, and EQ8, but for now I'd keep it cleaner so you can hear what each device is doing. Use EQ8 to trim boxy low mids if the sound feels cloudy, usually somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. Then add gentle drive and saturator, maybe 2 to 60 dB, just enough to make the bass feel thicker and more defined. After that, put auto filter in low pass mode and start it fairly closed, somewhere around 200 to 500 Hz for the breakdown. Finish with utility and keep the low end under control. If the bass is deep, keep the sub centered and avoid unnecessary stereo width down low. What to listen for is this. The bass should get thicker, not fuzzier. If saturation makes it harsh but not clearer, back it off a little. You want weight and definition, not just distortion for its own sake. Next, write the rhythm against the drums. Put it against a simple DeedNB pattern with a snare anchoring the groove. The bass should respect that snare. Even in a breakdown, the backbeat still needs authority. If the bass covers the snare, the whole section loses its DeedNB identity very quickly. Try a sustained note that lands before the snare, and then shortens or fades after it. Or use a rhythmic bass hit that answers the kick instead of fighting the snare lane. Keep checking it with the drums playing, not in solo. That's important. A bassline that sounds huge by itself but clashes with the snare will not work in the arrangement. What to listen for here is whether the snare still feels like the anchor. If it disappears, shorten the bass notes around that hit before you do anything else. Now we get to the core of the lesson, the filter motion. This should feel like an arrangement event, not a constant sweep. Think controlled reveal, not non-stop movement. Start the filter relatively closed, then automate it to open gradually across 4, 8, or 16 bars depending on the section length. A good starting shape is to keep the filter closed enough that the bass feels contained, then open it slowly so the harmonics appear over time. If you want a smoother, more hypnotic feel, go for a steady opening. That works really well in rollers and darker liquid-leaning DeedNB. If you want something more aggressive, hold the filter back longer, then open it more sharply near the end. That suits neuro, tech step, and heavier club material. Keep resonance modest. Too much resonance can turn the sweep into a whistle or make the bass feel cheap. Let the automation curve do the heavy lifting. And this is where a lot of people go wrong. They open the filter too fast. The result is that the breakdown loses tension before the listener has had time to feel the build. So slow down the first half of the move and save the bigger reveal for the final bars, before the drop. If the bass feels too plain when filtered, add a second layer only if it has a real job. One layer can carry the sub weight, mostly mono and filtered. another layer can carry the mid-harmonics and open more clearly later. That way, the section evolves without turning into a messy wall of sound. What to listen for is whether the second layer adds useful texture or just extra clutter. If you mute it and the breakdown still works, that's usually a good sign. It means the layer is supporting the idea instead of replacing it. You can also automate one or two more parameters, but keep it restrained. A small increase in saturator drive can make the bass feel like it's waking up. A touch of width on the upper layer can help the reveal feel bigger, as long as the actual sub stays centered. Reverb on a separate texture or send can also help create space around the bass, but don't let it wash out the rhythm. A really effective workflow trick is to build a strong 4-bar automation shape first, then copy it to the next section and only edit the last one or two bars. That keeps the arrangement moving and stops you from spending forever redrawing automation from scratch. If the automation is sounding right, commit it. Freeze and flatten, or resample the bass into audio. That's when you start working like a real D&B producer. Audio lets you chop the transition, reverse the tail, create fills, and shape the exact moment of the reveal. This is also where versioning matters. Keep one live synth version if you still want to adjust tone, and one audio version if you want to edit the arrangement. A lot of great breakdowns happen because someone printed the sound and discovered a better transition shape in the audio. Once it's printed, start editing for phrasing and tension. A strong arrangement might be 8 bars of filtered bass, then 4 bars with a little more opening, then 1 stripped bar, and then the drop returns on the next downbeat. That last empty or reduced bar is powerful. In D&B, negative space often hits harder than adding another layer. You can also create a small call and response shape. Maybe the bass phrase plays for 2 bars, then the drums or atmos take a breath, then the bass comes back with more harmonics, and the final bars push into the return. That makes the section feel arranged, not looped. Now bring the drums back in and listen to the whole thing in context. This is where you find out if the breakdown actually works. A successful result should feel tight, controlled, and like it's one phrase away from exploding. What to listen for here is 2 things. First, does the snare still feel like the anchor? Second, does the bass reveal make the next section feel inevitable? If the answer to either is no, the problem is usually phrasing or density, not more sound design. Do a mono check too. This matters a lot in D&B. If the bass sounds huge in stereo but falls apart in mono, it may not survive at a club. Keep the sub centered and only let the upper harmonics widen if needed. If the low mids get crowded, clean them up around 150 to 300 Hz. That small move often does more than adding more brightness. A few common mistakes show up all the time. One is making the filter motion too dramatic too early. Another is filtering out the sub completely and forgetting to support the low end. Another is overusing resonance, which makes the sweep noisy instead of powerful. And another big one is ignoring the snare space. If the backbeat loses authority, the breakdown stops sounding like drum and bass. For darker and heavier styles, a few extra ideas really help. Try movement in the mids, not the sub. Let the sub stay disciplined, while the upper bass shifts or distorts a little. Print the reveal to audio and slice the tail for a reverse lead-in. Or let the filter open only halfway and stop there. In darker D&B, partial reveal can feel more dangerous than fully exposing the sound. That mystery matters. You can also pair the bass reveal with slightly reduced drum density. If the drums thin out a bit before the drop return, the bass opening feels much larger without needing to turn everything up. And one of the strongest tricks is to pull one element away earlier than expected. That little moment of emptiness right before the return makes the drop land harder. Here's a quick practice challenge. Build a 4-bar filtered bass breakdown using only stock Ableton devices, one bass instrument, and no more than 2 automation lanes. Keep the sub mostly mono. Put a simple kick and snare pattern underneath. Make sure at least one bar gives the bass and snare real space to interact. Then bounce it to audio if the movement feels good. Quick self-check. Can you still hear the bass phrase when the drums are on? Does the last bar feel more open than the first? And does the section feel like it's setting up a drop, not just looping? That's the real goal here. A strong filtered bass breakdown is about controlled reveal, clear phrasing, and smart arrangement. Build a bass line with identity, keep the low end disciplined, automate the filter with purpose, and check everything against the drums and the full track. If it feels like the track is breathing, building pressure, and clearly pointing toward the next hit, you've got a proper D&B transition tool. Now take the exercise, build the 4-bar version first, and push it until it feels musical. Keep it clean, keep it focused, and let the reveal do the work.